lungs, and other organs on a pathway straight to your brain. And researchers at UCLA discovered that around 90% of the fibers in the vagus nerve carry information from your gut to your brain and not the other way around. So what goes on with your belly can, in essence, tell your brain and nervous system what to do. Here's how it's done. Get yourself a ball that has a little give to it. Dr. Starrett recommends the inexpensive plastic balls you might find in a ball bin at a discount department store. You want a ball that's about the size of a soccer ball or a kickball, and again, it should have some give to it, so make sure it's not too full of air before you use it. Now, get down on the floor and lay belly down on the ball. Dr. Starrett says spend 5 to 10 minutes, quote, ungluing your abdominal musculature. Just rolling back and forth, stopping where it's a little uncomfortable, contracting and relaxing, just breathing into that ball. It's safe and effective, and it triggers your parasympathetic nervous system to turn on. After working with thousands of athletes and patients from all over the world, he says it's one of the most efficient ways to help your system to downregulate. You can check out a video with Dr. Starrett and world-renowned therapist Jill Miller demonstrating how to do this in the bonus resource guide at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus. So whether it's Swedish massage, Thai massage, acupressure, gut smashing, myofascial release, or anything else, make it a mandate to get some body work done on a regular basis. We hold so much tension, stress, and inflammation in our bodies, and this is one time-tested way you can get your mind, body, and sleep back in balance. Bodywork power tip number one. Book yourself a massage this week. When's the last time you got a massage? If it's recently, I'd like to congratulate you. Right now, about 10% of the U.S. population gets a massage regularly, and that number is growing fast. If you don't know of or don't currently have the resources for a private massage therapist, then book an appointment at one of the national massage studios because they always have great deals for new clients. It would be the best idea ever to get yourself a monthly membership at one of these massage studios as well. It'll make sure that you're going in at least once a month, and it will also give you the ability to try different forms of massage and different therapists until you find one that clicks with you. Bodywork power tip number two. Give progressive muscle relaxation a shot. You might think that your muscles are relaxed, but they're probably not. Many of us hold in constant muscle tension where our muscles are slightly on, even when we consciously believe that we're fully relaxed. To help combat this and to truly relax those muscles, the best thing you can do is to fully tense them up first. Sounds strange? Philip Gurman, PhD, clinical director of Penn Medicine's Behavioral Sleep Medicine Program at the Penn Sleep Center in Philadelphia says, quote, progressive muscle relaxation is a relaxation exercise in which you systematically tense and then relax all the muscle groups of your body. It helps to promote overall physical relaxation, which has a number of benefits on its own, end quote. Basically, by fully contracting your muscles, you can elicit and experience a greater relaxation when you let go. This practice is used clinically to help reduce stress and improve sleep. Here's an example of how it's done. Lie down in a comfortable position and take a few deep breaths to begin the practice. Starting with your face, tense all the muscles either all at once or one at a time, which is even better. Hold each contraction for 5 to 10 seconds. Lift your eyebrows as high as possible. Bring them down as low as possible. Squeeze your eyes shut, tense your lips, cheeks, and jaw. Then, totally let go and relax. Next, move to your shoulders and arms. Hold each contraction for 10 seconds from here on. Tense your shoulders, clench your fists tightly, and contract the muscles in your arms. After the 10 seconds, let them totally relax. Feel the deep relaxation and wait for a few seconds before moving on. Next, go to your chest and abdomen, then to your back, then to your hips and butt, and finish with your legs and feet, devoting a 10-second tense and relax session to each one for at least one round. you will likely notice a significant decrease in your stress level and a greater relaxation in your body overall. Bodywork power tip number 3. There are many other tools that you can use for self-massage at home, including foam rollers, tennis balls, lacrosse balls, and trigger point massage tools, just to name a few. And, of course, you have your own hands for self-massage or a partner's hands if you know how to ask them nicely. Make it a consistent part of your nightly ritual to get just a couple of minutes of bodywork in to de-stress from the day. Chapter 20. Dress for the Occasion. Humans are unique in the fact that many of us get dressed up just to go to bed. We have special bed attire that we call pajamas, and it's just one of those words that's synonymous with comfiness. Just go ahead and say it slowly and tell me it doesn't feel good. Pajamas. Pajamas. Putting on your PJs can be like a mental trigger to relax and wind down from the day. You're getting out of your outer world uniform and putting clothes on your body that make you feel safe, relaxed, and at home. The reality is, you're not just wearing clothes that only your inner circle of friends and family can see you in, unless you're going to a pajama jammy jam, but you're also putting on clothes that will inherently affect the quality of your sleep. As we covered in Chapter 5, thermal regulation is a critical aspect of managing your sleep quality. Research shows that certain forms of insomnia are linked to faulty body temperature regulation and an inability to cool down enough to enter deeper stages of sleep. It's important to realize that your body is better at keeping itself warm than keeping itself cool, so you make it easier on yourself by wearing fewer and looser clothes to bed. In a Dutch study, scientists had participants wear thermosuits to lower their skin temperature less than 1 degree Celsius, without affecting core body temperature, to measure its impact on their sleep. The study results showed that the participants didn't wake up as much during the night, and that the amount of time spent in stages 3 and 4, deep sleep, had increased. If you think that what you're wearing to bed doesn't matter, think again. Now, I'm not saying that you have to freeze your tootsies off just to get better sleep, but I am saying that if you're used to dressing up like an Eskimo to hop in the sack, you might want to consider pulling off a layer or two. If you live in a home where you can regulate the temperature, you're more fortunate than billions of other people on the planet. With that said, overdoing it on the warmth can result in not feeling as rested when you wake up, even if you slept the, quote, right amount of hours. If you have 7 covers and an electric blanket, and you're dressed like you're going hunting, you just might be preventing your body from getting the most rejuvenating stages of sleep. Midnight Strangler. The form and fit of your bedtime clothing is more significant than any fashion statement you can make. Wearing tight, restrictive clothing to bed is a huge sleep mistake that you need to avoid. Clothing that is too tight can literally cut off the flow of your lymphatic system. Your lymphatic system is the cellular waste management system of your body and an important part of your immune system. It transports and circulates extracellular fluid throughout your body, and you have up to 4 times more lymph fluid than you have blood. When your lymphatic system gets cut off due to restrictive clothing, that extracellular fluid can start to pool in different places in your body, and real nastiness can ensue from there. The most common culprit here is tight socks. You'll know your socks are probably too tight if, when you pull them off, you can still see the imprint of the socks perfectly on your skin. It's a nice little party trick, but this is not good at all. It's through the lymphatic system that toxic substances can move out of your body. If it's cut off in any way, it's like bending a water hose and blocking the water's ability to flow out. The water pressure will swell, and you can mess up your internal plumbing, or worse. In Chapter 5, I recommended that you keep the bedroom cool, but also wear a warm pair of socks if you tend to get cold easily. To remedy the problem of choking your ankles out while you sleep, simply opt for a pair of loose, fuzzy socks as your go-to choice. Many types of hiking socks have a looser fit, so that might be a good place to start. Beyond the lower extremities, there can be an even bigger and more dangerous issue for women. This may come as a shock, but a 2009 study found that women who slept in their bras had a 60% greater risk for developing breast cancer. Numerous studies are now confirming the link between breast cancer and habitual bra wearing. This doesn't mean that you need to throw your bras away, but it does mean that you need to be more conscientious of this connection. When you take your bra off and you see the indentations around your back, your sides, your shoulders, and your breasts, that's a clear indication that you're cutting off lymphatic flow and circulation. The lymph nodes and lymph function are a critical component in preventing the development of diseases, including breast cancer. Many women have been trained to wear their bras 24/7 for fear of what society will think, to avoid sagging breasts, and even to prevent back pain. Though these beliefs can become very real to an individual, the research shows that these worries are simply not valid. A 15-year study involving more than 300 women concluded, quote, "Medically, physiologically, anatomically, the breast does not benefit from being deprived of gravity," end quote. Overall, it was found that women who do not wear bras develop more muscle tissue to naturally support their breasts and had greater nipple lift in relation to their shoulders. Conversely, women who wore bras had actually accelerated their breast sagging. Again, this is contrary to a deeply ingrained public opinion, but it's actually based on sound science. Bras can make breasts look amazing while they're being worn, but if the breasts are constantly held weightless by the bra, they have very little opportunity to develop the ability to support themselves. It's just like any other part of your body. If you don't use it, it will atrophy. Since our main focus here is improving your sleep and improving your health as a result of it, at night while you're asleep is an obvious time to go bra-free and cut your risk of major problems from wearing a bra 24 hours a day. We don't have to start up a Bra-aholics Anonymous, but if you want to get more information on the bra-breast cancer connection, check out the book Dressed to Kill by medical anthropologists Sidney Ross Singer and Soma Grishmeyer. As for the fellas, tight, restrictive clothing can cause less than desired results too. Namely, the choice in underwear can potentially have a huge impact on your reproductive health. A study published in Reproductive Toxicology sought to test the validity of the commonly held but often overlooked notion that habitually wearing tight underwear can damage sperm. The test subjects were required to alternate from wearing tight-fitting briefs to loose-fitting boxer-type underwear at different points throughout the study, which lasted for 3 months. The semen parameters tested were sperm density, total number of sperm, total number of motile sperm, and total number of motile sperm per hour of abstinence. By the end of the study, the results show conclusively that the semen parameters gradually decreased when the men wore tighter underwear and gradually increased when the men wore looser underwear. This type of study simply affirms what we know about the biological function of the testes and, in particular, the cremaster muscle, whose function is to raise and lower the testes in order to regulate temperature for optimal spermatogenesis and survival of the sperm. On a really enlightening episode of my show, biomechanist and best-selling author Katie Bowman, MS, shared insights on how our environment actually shapes our bodies. We tend to think that we get the shape of our body from exercise, diet, and genetics, but Katie disclosed how cellular loads that we're exposed to also shape our bodies as well. For example, the way you sit in a chair or stand creates a certain load that impacts everything from your head to your toes. And if you shift your body just 1 degree in any direction, it creates a completely different cellular experience. Habitually doing any movement or lack of movement will effectively influence the way your body is organized. And in this example, the habitual wearing of tight underwear changes the natural loads that would occur for the male reproductive bits. Katie shared that it isn't just a problem for the testes, but the entire surrounding area and our health as a whole. She stated that, quote, "You get atrophy of a muscle, and then the circulation to the muscle goes down. The action of a muscle doesn't only accomplish a movement, There are movements of blood to local areas around a muscle based on the movement. So you don't just disable the muscle, you disable the circulation of blood and nutrients to the broader area. End quote. As you can see, it's never just one cell, tissue, or organ that is affected. Your choices affect so much more because you are so much more. Your body is highly intelligent and sophisticated in its design, and nothing happens in isolation. The choices we make each day directly influence how our cells will respond. So, whether it's a choice in movement, food, sleep, or even the clothes that we wear, something is always going to result from it. And the power is always in our hands to determine what those results will look like. Shopping with our eyes closed. Have you ever heard the phrase form over fashion? It's the idea that what we wear should facilitate natural function, allow natural movement, and actually feel good, not just look good, on our bodies. In our culture, we've been conditioned to wear some incredibly restrictive and even painful clothing for the sake of looking good, fitting in, or being fashionable. Now, I'm not advocating that we can't look amazing and have incredible clothes to wear. Fashion has come a long way. So, I say that we continue to move forward and not look back. I mean, seriously, have you seen some of the stuff we used to wear? Parachute pants and bell-bottom jeans just look silly. And they're clearly a tripping hazard, too. But understanding that the clothes we wear are also impacting our health is an important insight to have. We can wear and demand clothes that not only look good, but feel good as well. Being an underwear model is a high-status job in our culture, as funny as it might sound. We want to look like the person in the ad. And to a lot of people, tight stuff just looks better. We can definitely rock some tighter clothes from time to time, but make it a habit to counterbalance these things and let your body be free. The best clothing for bed will be non-restricting and hypoallergenic, both the fabric itself and how it's washed. I'm not saying you should wear one of those one-size-fits-all nightgowns that look like a bedsheet with a hole cut in the middle to stick your head through. Be comfortable and get comfortable with your own body being freer. There are countless attractive options for bed attire, if that's important to you. I'm just going to share the basics. Here are just a few options on what to wear to bed. Men, boxers, loose-fitting pajama bottoms, basketball shorts, basic t-shirts if you want, or go naked. Women, boy shorts, your own or your significant other's t-shirts or boxers, flowing lingerie, yoga pants or tights that don't actually strangle your legs and hips. Loose-fitting pajama bottoms, or go naked. Birthday suit. If you and your partner both sleep in the nude, you can reap the benefits of the feel-good hormone oxytocin. You can get these benefits from intimacy, like sleeping in the same bed, massage, sex, or simply cuddling. The skin-to-skin contact is all that's required. Oxytocin is a potent anti-stress hormone. It reduces the signs and symptoms of depression, combats the negative effects of cortisol, and helps regulate blood pressure. It's also been shown to decrease intestinal inflammation and improve gut motility as well. All the more reason to get as close as possible. On top of all this is the obvious, more sex. As we covered in Chapter 9, an orgasm might just be nature's number one sleep aid. Dress for the occasion, power tip number one. A 1991 Harvard study found that women who do not wear bras had half of the risk of breast cancer compared to avid bra users. Take bedtime as an optimal opportunity to go bra-free. This is a great start to improving your health and cutting down on your programmed bra dependency. For the guys, avoid wearing tight underwear to bed that keeps your testicles pressed against your body. You're potentially overheating your family jewels and not allowing them to extend and retract based on a more natural temperature. Bedtime is a perfect time to wear something looser or to not wear anything at all. Dress for the occasion, power tip number two. When shopping for clothes, keep in mind the cellular loads, or lack thereof, that get created from the items that you choose to wear. there are a lot more companies, including high fashion, that are creating clothing and shoes that help to support the normal, natural function of the human body while still looking fantastic. You can find several of these companies in the Sleep Smarter Bonus Resource Guide at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus. So make sure to check it out. Chapter 21, Get Grounded. Since the beginning of time, humans have had a constant interaction with the Earth. Our ancestors would come in contact with the Earth's surface on a daily basis, walking, hunting, gathering food and water, communing, playing, relaxing, and more. Nearly everything they did required a connection to the Earth. Today, in our industrialized world, many people go days, weeks, or even longer without coming in contact with the surface of the Earth itself. We are cooped up in our homes or offices, spending more time indoors consuming technology and less time interacting with the source of all of that technology. Sure, we may walk outside to get into our cars, but most of us wear non-conductive rubber-soled shoes that ensure our bodies never get that intimate connection. We rarely touch the ground, rarely touch a tree, and rarely touch the source that creates every cell in our bodies. Scientists are discovering that this is having a huge impact on our health. Overwhelming research is mounting that shows the impressive benefits the Earth's electromagnetic surface has on the human body. We may not realize this, but the human body is highly conductive. We, like the Earth, are running on electromagnetic energy. Our nervous system is like internal wiring that's transmitting information throughout our entire body. We're also made of minerals, and our tissues hold water. So we are very much like a walking, talking, conductive battery. You've probably noticed that we can accumulate static electricity and, quote, shock someone who touches us. We all know not to stick a metal object into an outlet or we'll, quote, short out our system. Even in scary movies, one of the worst ways to go is having an electric device tossed into your bathtub while you're trying to exfoliate. Bottom line, you may not be able to see it, but you are highly conductive. You give off and receive energy every second of every day. The misuse and misunderstanding of your body's electrical system is a catalyst for chronic health problems. So, how does this relate to you, the Earth, your health, and your sleep? Currently, more than 90% of physician visits are for stress-related and inflammatory-related issues. Stress and inflammation go hand in hand and are a huge undercurrent of the vast majority of diseases today. Researchers at Emory University School of Medicine in Atlanta have also found out that poor sleep quality is intimately related to inflammation. It may sound a little strange, but touching the earth may be the biggest key to eliminating our issues with chronic inflammation. Inflammation Nation. We now understand that the human body is conductive. Every tissue in our body carries a charge, and this is actually what allows many functions to happen. Inflammation, in particular, is a natural function facilitated by a type of white blood cell called a neutrophil. Neutrophils deliver reactive oxygen species, also known as free radicals, to the site of an injury or need. These free radicals carry a positive charge that will tear harmful bacteria apart and break apart damaged cells to create room for healthy cells to move in and repair tissues. Pretty cool, right? Inflammation is not supposed to be a catastrophic thing. The problem arises when free radical activity goes unchecked and some of those free radicals leak into the surrounding tissue and damage healthy cells. This is the real cause of inflammation, and most people are dealing with this at a chronic level on a day-to-day basis. Every day you have cellular damage, simply by the nature of being alive. Damaged heart cells, liver cells, muscle cells, etc., all set off an oxidative burst of free radicals to address them. This is basic chemistry featuring a positive charge event that needs to be neutralized. All the rage in health and nutrition today has been centered on antioxidants. Antioxidants carry free electrons that neutralize free radicals and stop overly aggressive oxidation right in its tracks. Inflammation is reduced and health is improved. The reality is that you can eat foods that are high in antioxidants until you're blue in the face, from eating lots of blueberries, of course, But this isn't going to swing the battle of oxidation in your favor as much as you think. First of all, the antioxidants need to be in the right form, and conventional food processing techniques tend to strip the antioxidant potency right from our food. Secondly, the dietary antioxidants have to withstand the digestive process, make their way through the gut lining, and hopefully find their way into the blood. Thirdly, dietary antioxidants have been found to pale in comparison to your body's own endogenous antioxidant capabilities. The ability of your liver to support production of the antioxidant superoxide dismutase, for example, is more potent than any antioxidant you can consume. The key is getting your body into the right state so that your organs and tissues can do the great job that they already know how to do. Lastly, it's been discovered that the number one source of free electrons is actually the source where all of our food comes from, the Earth itself. Scientists have discovered that the Earth's surface is brimming with free electrons that are readily absorbed by the human body when they come in contact with each other. This is known as an electron transfer. The effects of this electron transfer are being researched rigorously, and the impact on sports performance, healing, and overall health is shocking. Researchers are calling this connection with the human body and the Earth grounding or earthing. A study published in the 2013 issue of the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine showed that, quote, grounding increases the surface charge on red blood cells and thereby reduces blood viscosity and clumping. Grounding appears to be one of the simplest and yet most profound interventions for helping reduce cardiovascular risk and cardiovascular events, end quote. Wait, hold up. Just getting in contact with the Earth's surface can improve my blood and lower my risk of a heart attack? Renowned cardiologist and best-selling author Steven Sinatra, MD, had this to say. Quote, reduction in inflammation as a result of earthing has been documented with infrared medical imaging and with measurements of blood chemistry and white blood cell counts. The logical explanation for the anti-inflammatory effects is that grounding the body allows negatively charged antioxidant electrons from the earth to enter the body and neutralize positively charged free radicals at sites of inflammation. Flow of electrons from the earth to the body has been documented, end quote. As for stress, it's been confirmed that earthing has a measurable impact on stress reduction by shifting the autonomic nervous system from sympathetic to parasympathetic dominance, improving heart rate variability, and normalizing muscle tension. In a study published in the Journal of Environmental and Public Health, researchers found that when test subjects are grounded, there was a, quote, rapid activation of the parasympathetic nervous system and corresponding deactivation of the sympathetic nervous system, end quote. As you know from the previous chapters, the importance of being able to shift out of the constant barrage of fight or flight of the sympathetic nervous system and into the parasympathetic nervous system, the rest and digest system, is of the utmost importance for your sleep and your health overall. I wouldn't have thought that something as simple as coming in contact with the earth would be so powerful if the data weren't so thick. For a comprehensive understanding of earthing and its benefits, be sure to check out the bonus resource guide at sleepsmarterbook.com/bonus. For now, just don't be the last person to make this connection and utilize the free, health-giving resource you have right outside your front door. What about sleep? A study published in 2004 looked at the biological effects of grounding the human body during sleep as measured by cortisol levels and subjective reporting of sleep, pain, and stress. The study found that the patients who were grounded during sleep had reduced nighttime levels of cortisol and an overall normalization of cortisol secretion during the day. Remember, cortisol is the arch nemesis of sleep. If your cortisol levels are off, your sleep will be off. Subjective reporting by the study participants also indicated that grounding during sleep improved sleep quality, reduced pain, and lowered stress. Getting yourself grounded can have a life-changing impact on your sleep quality. Now, I'm not implying that you need to go camping outside every night just to get all of these benefits. Today, you can utilize incredible earthing technology that brings the benefits of the earth's energy right into your home. I've been using an earthing mat under my desk and sleeping on earthing sheets for about 7 years. These are well-designed products that can be connected to a grounding rod outside of your home or easily into the grounding plug you'll find in most electrical outlets. They safely and effectively deliver the free electrons from the earth right to you, and all you need to do is touch them with any part of your body. The study we just covered utilized grounding products to connect the test subjects to the earth, which triggered all of the impressive results that they received. I also had the opportunity to ask the incomparable Dr. Jeff Spencer about earthing with his patients. Dr. Spencer is an Olympic athlete and 8-time Tour de France winning team doctor and has been directly involved in more than 40 Olympic, World, National, or Tour de France championships. He told me that grounding technologies played a vital role in the success of his athletes. He found very quickly that earthing accelerated tissue repair and wound healing from injuries that the athletes encountered during practice and competition. Among the benefits he also observed and reported from his patients, better sleep, less pain, more energy, and faster recovery. The great news is that you don't have to be a world-class athlete to enjoy these types of benefits for yourself. Whether or not you decide to utilize these advancements in grounding technology, it's absolutely critical to get your body in contact with the earth on a regular basis, to displace the positive charge you're carrying, to absorb free electrons to improve your recovery, your heart health and hormones, and most important, to get a great night's sleep. Get grounded, power tip number one. Get your direct vitamin G. Make it a regular practice to get some quality time with your bare feet on the ground. This means conductive surfaces like soil, grass, sand, at the beach, and even living bodies of water like the ocean. There are other surfaces that are conductive, like concrete and brick, but their effectiveness depends on several factors. It's best to get your vitamin G, your daily interaction with the earth, from the soil and grass itself. By the way, have you ever noticed that when you take a vacation and go to the beach, you tend to get really amazing sleep? A lot of people actually fall asleep at the beach before they even make it back inside. Now you know it's not a coincidence. It's the natural response of someone who finally gets connected with the earth again. As for the amount of time of earthing to target, Dr. Sinatra says, quote, "Grounding to the earth changes your physiology immediately. The more you ground, the more you can benefit because you are at your most natural electrical state when connected to the earth," end quote. That said, even a minute is helpful, but the longer, the better. I'd say to target a minimum of 10 minutes each day. And even if the allure of earthing isn't compelling enough for you just yet, kicking off your shoes and stepping on the ground is great for strengthening your feet, improving your proprioception, which is how your brain can sense your body, as well as its position and movement through space, and improving your range of motion by increasing the flexibility and mobility of your feet. Being barefoot more often is a great overall health practice for many reasons. Get grounded, power tip number two. If you live in a climate where getting your quality vitamin G time isn't always feasible, that's when access to earthing technology can be so helpful. The earthing products also allow you to not shift your life around so much to get the benefits of earthing. You can simply continue doing things you normally do, working at your computer, sleeping, etc., and be connected to the earth the whole time. You can have one earthing product or earthing products everywhere. There are mats, sheets, mattresses, mouse pads, and even bands you can put on specific pain points on your body that are used clinically to reduce pain and inflammation. I was cautious of using the earthing sheets in the beginning because I was working to eliminate EMFs and to remove any unnecessary electronics from my bedroom. However, I was blown away to find that numerous studies, including one published in European Biology and Bioelectromagnetics, demonstrate that earthing immediately reduces the electric fields that are generated within the human body. Authors of the study found that, quote, "grounding essentially eliminates the ambient voltage induced on the body from common electricity power sources," end quote. Bottom line, grounding can protect your cells from the issues associated with EMFs that we talked about in chapter 12. Remember, nothing replaces getting in direct contact with the earth, but these items can be a great alternative to get the benefits that you need. Check out the Sleep Smarter Bonus Resource Guide for more information on these devices. Get grounded, power tip number three. Because grounding has been proven to sync your body's circadian clock with the normal diurnal patterns of the Earth, getting grounded after flight is a really smart thing to do. I found that this practice virtually eliminates jet lag and helps me to adjust to a new time zone a lot faster. Humans were not designed to skip time zones in a few hours, so utilizing advances like this can really help to revitalize you. If at all possible, I get some direct vitamin G from the Earth right after I travel. Plus, I bring my earthing sheets with me, and I always get a great night's sleep, just like when I'm at home. The final tip is to have fun, experiment, and put the Sleep Smarter principles to work for you on a consistent basis. Stack the conditions in your favor to make great sleep an inevitable part of your life. It's not about being perfect, it's about making progress. And I hope that you enjoyed and got a lot of value out of Sleep Smarter, and I highly recommend that you utilize the bonus 14-day sleep makeover PDF that you have access to where you downloaded this book. Knowledge is not power. Knowledge applied is power. So take action on what you've learned so that you can enjoy the best sleep and best health possible.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.